Hello. How does that sound?
Good. The first time is okay. Always the hardest.
Okay, I guess this is where we talk about what we're going to be doing, which is a podcast about nothing in particular.
I would like to know what we're doing as well.
And as discussed, if this doesn't work, we'll do the Hitler Did Nothing Wrong podcast, which will get a good amount of viewers or listeners, but neo-Nazis. Neo-Nazis, we just want don't get nits a lot, so that's positive. Probably introduce ourselves as well.
You go first.
I'm Big Dick Lou.
That's what we all know you as.
It's what my mum calls me. You're not going to introduce yourself?
That's it. That's all we get.
I'm Big Dick Lou and that's a lady.
I'm Chipper.
So you're actually doing nicknames.
Apparently.
Well, I'm regular Dick Lou.
Just the old medium dick.
I don't want people thinking I've got this massive dick and it changes the way people look at me. Okay, so I'm Louie.
And I'm Emily.
Lewis Riley and Emily Haig. This is where it gets heaps awkward.
We're mates.
Are we?
not great mates, just I prefer acquaintances. Friends are friends.
Well, okay, so let's just talk about... So why we wanted to do it was, I guess, the... Oh, we should probably name it. Aren't we going to call it Nothing on the Radio?
Yeah.
So it's called Nothing on the Radio, unless it doesn't work, and then we'll change it to...
The Hitler thing.
Hitler did nothing wrong. I don't believe... Hitler did do a lot of things wrong.
Let's just clear that up.
It's just a title that people will listen to.
I do have German heritage and I'm not ashamed of that.
Okay, so I'll talk as little about Hitler as possible. It's pretty much just going to be us talking about stuff that we deal with and maybe stuff on the news and current affairs, and we might even get people calling in from a Facebook page or something like that in the future. But it won't be any particular topics to start with unless we go down a path that seems to be cool.
Yeah, open to ideas.
Okay. Hey guys, so we're back. From your reference, we haven't gone anywhere because we recorded that first few minutes like a week ago and just been trying to find time to do some more. Apologise if it sounds like we're stopping and starting. We're still learning to use all this software and stuff, so just give us a break. Just want to make a note. We talked about Hitler quite a lot in the first 3 minutes last week before all this stuff came out with neo-Nazis.
And there was been a lot of stuff with old... Praise earning in the last week. So.
Yeah, so...
Coincidentally.
So, look, Hitler may come up now and again, but we're not some far-right podcast as of yet. So,
purely coincidence.
As most people, when they talk about Hitler, it's it happens all the time and usually a right-wing... what's it called? What was it? A riot? We can't talk about that anyway. Okay, so...
Let's not ever talk about it again.
No more Hitler talk. Okay, guys. So, we're just going to sort of have a bit of a chat today and see how we go. On our whiteboard, it looks like you've got something to talk about salt.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know your opinion on this. I went to a friend's house the other day.
Oh, I already know. If you're talking about Himalayan salt,
yeah,
it's fuck so, oh, salt, salt.
Exactly.
And I read somewhere it's like I read online or something like that. It was like Himalayan salt was. It's been thousands of years. It's been collecting in the mountains and the Himalayas, and it's got a use by date from 6 months from now or something.
So you don't have a
Oh, I've got it.
I was going to say a rock salt lamp.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, I got offered, when I asked for salt, I got offered like four different kinds of salt and I didn't even know that existed. And I was like,
oh, look, I've
fucking millennials.
I guess salt, well, we're millennials.
Part of the problem. I am.
Well, I'll say this. Okay, so salt is salt. I understand that flake salt's different to like a coarse ground salt and that. And I do have Himalayan rock salt at home. Not because I was, look, I think it's got great healing power.
I think it just looks nicer in the jar because it's pink.
When I go through the shops and I see those stupid salt lamps and people are like, oh, this really works.
You know I've got one, right?
Oh, probably. You've probably got four of them. They're all different types of salt though.
It's for my chakra.
This one stops me spending so much money because I spend so much money on it.
This one.
Spit it out. It's listeners. Where do we buy these salt products from, Em?
I get mine from a place in Hamilton, actually. It's
like a whole I've got a salt guy in Hamilton. Salt guy in Hamilton. Does he do pepper?
Pepper. I'm a pepper fan.
Oh, we all love pepper. Pepper, I believe the healing properties of pepper.
But anything spicy than pepper, then you can go fuck yourself.
All right. Well, you'll have to introduce me to your salt guy in Hamley. Sounds like a real top bloke. okay. Something happened just before I came over here today. I'm sure we've all, I'm not sure if everyone's dealt with this, probably small population. I went to do a poo in our toilet. And it's the window is like right next to like the neighbor's fence. Like,
can I also just point out that Louis seems to have this amazing ability to poo on command?
Poo on cue. Well, look, it's when you poo six or seven times a day.
It's ridiculous.
Apparently, pooing is three times a day to three times a week is completely normal.
But don't, such a range.
Please don't listen to this podcast hoping for medical advice. I will poo. Well, I poo when I need to. Other people are funny about it. But so I went to do a poo in my own house and I opened the door and went in. And I could hear the neighbours talking. Like they must have been like a metre or two away. And it was, it started off like, and they were talking and there was, and I wasn't doing anything. And then when I like let go... There was a lot of, you know, spluttering and farting and whatever. And they just stopped talking. And I was like, Now, I don't know if they just finished their conversation the second I started doing a poo or they were like over there like pointing, going like, he's doing a poo. Snap. Shouldn't be embarrassed in my own house. But saying that, I swear to God, if I'm at home... And I'm using the toilet.
Yeah.
I won't make a noise. Not, I mean, in the way of, I do. I make heaps of noises. No groaning noises.
I've used my toilet a few times and it sounds like you're exercising demons. So.
Yes, but that was vomiting as well. No, but I won't make any groaning noises. But I swear to God, the second I go to a public toilet.
What happens?
Oh, I just let out like a. And. Like, why? It's natural, I guess, but...
It's not natural. Don't try it.
You got to push. Yeah, so we don't want this to become the pooing podcast, but everyone does it. There's a book, I think, about it. Everyone poos.
Everyone poos.
Just not everyone talks about it.
I'm not gonna have any input on that at this time.
Emma also poos for all our
listeners. I'm a lady. I've never pooed. I don't fart. I don't burp. I don't poo. These things don't happen to women.
I think I've literally heard you do every single one of those things. Literally before we turned the mic on and went, oh, just farted. So take that with a grain of salt. Oh, grain of salt. Himalayan salt. We need to get it. That could be one of our first sponsors.
Himalayan rock salt.
Take.
Mate, if I could get them sponsoring me, I could like work half the amount of hours I do.
But also, why is there not a brand of salt called Take That With a Grain of Salt? It's a long word. It's long, I guess. Long-winded. Okay, so you wanted to talk about sheets. Like, I got the sheets.
Enough with the poo talk. Can we move on?
Yeah.
Well, I've recently become a bit of a sheet snob.
Yep.
And I will refuse to sleep on anything now but linen.
Mm.
And I am...
French. French linen.
Very high thread count. Not cheap. And because I slept on it once, and now I'm like, well, I can't go back to being a fucking peasant, so.
Yeah, but have you heard that polishing a turd thing? Like, your house is a disgusting mess. I mean, for everyone that doesn't know, her house is like the house of Cat Dog, that cartoon on Nickelodeon many years back.
Because I have two lamps that are different. Okay, so Louis thinks I have a problem with the fact that my two bedside table lamps don't match each other, and I don't think that that's so fucking unusual.
She also wears different coloured socks all the time.
Oh, fuck off. No, don't you dare. I have an odd sock bag in the top drawer of my room.
And then whenever
I will never, I won't be called dead wearing odd socks.
Whenever Dan, her boyfriend, says, I need socks, she goes, just make up a couple of pairs from the odd sock drawer.
Nope, you'll never hear me say
Yeah, so the idea that Em wants these luxurious 30,000 thread sheets is a little bit ridiculous when she sleeps her own filth most of the time.
I sleep with two dogs and a cat.
Got to have that high thread count, though. Never sleep right. The cat likes a high thread count.
She does.
And she's just going to tear it apart like your lounge anyway.
You noticed that too.
And you forgot it. You didn't. I'm like, what's wrong with this lounge? It's all ripped up. And you're like, what? Just so used to your house being all destroyed by this cat. No, she's so precious.
She is.
Yeah, no, but I do like a good set of sheets, but...
How do you feel about the top sheet? Sheet can go suck my dick.
Well, we obviously found a sore point here. Yes. Is it because you couldn't afford the top sheet?
Well, there's that.
Well, what we've got is we've got a 30,000 fitted sheet, then we've got no top sheet, then we've got potato tax. Until I can afford the top sheet or a nice blanket. So you got 3,000 shed sheets on your back and you got two thread count on top of you with the potato sax with potatoes still in them.
I do love potatoes.
Oh, you love potatoes. You're the only one. You know what? You know, call me crazy, but I love potatoes.
So versatile.
You can mash them, bake them. Should make this a potato podcast.
Potato bake.
Let's see if there's any potato podcasts out there. I do like good sheets. I do like a top sheet. Nothing worse than...
What?
Yeah, well, if you... We can't go down this track.
This changes everything.
Because honestly, sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold.
What about Megan?
Megan sleeps at the end of the bed. I've got to set up on a little you know those boxes with a cushion on the top? Yeah. She's pretty comfortable there.
She keeps to herself.
Well, no, Megan often disappears because I snore like a gutted boar. So
this is true. You have often slept not only rooms away, but like on a different floor to me, and it still sounds like someone's trying to start a fucking chainsaw.
Starting it for like 8 hours.
Yep, and failing. Just give up.
But Megan's always like, I'll stay in there all night as long as you stop snoring. I don't have a choice. It's not like I go to bed going, I'm going to... Going to struggle to breathe for the next 8 hours.
Yes, you can do.
I know. I've tried them all. I've tried the nose pores.
You've had surgery too. Not a sinus thing.
I had a penis reduction surgery.
That's a whole episode on its own.
No, I did have, I did have a surgery to fix my nose. It did help. Not snoring so much. It helped other issues.
It just helped with the way you looked.
Yeah. Look heaps better now. Should have seen me before.
Ooh.
I've done the nose strips. It's meant to open your nose. I did the mouth guard.
Have you done the thing, isn't it like a machine you can wear during the night?
Oh, yeah, the Darth Vader thing. But the thing with that, apparently sits there all night going.
At least it's a constant noise, not someone trying to constantly start it over and over and over again.
Well,
it's still a white noise, you know, for Megan to sleep at the end of the bed with.
We did try another one. It looked like it was meant to affix my jaw into place. It's like a pair of underpants on my head. People look that up. Look up, I guess it's snoring head elastic or something like that. That's what I tried as well. And then I got a special watch that was meant to shock me if I snored during the night.
Jesus.
Which was only just a little shock, and it worked, but... I didn't work all the time, but I also got shocked if Megan snored, which wasn't fair.
Did she snore?
Yeah, just a little bit. So I'd be like, huh, and I'd wake up and she's snoring. My watch zapped me because she was snoring. And I was putting up with that.
Well, Megan snores. This changes everything. I've got no sympathy now.
Well, she snores a little bit. But I should try maybe get one of those dog shock collars. Oh. Or can't you get ones that will spray citronella in my face?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't even recommend those for animals, so I definitely recommend it for you.
Oh, imagine waking up in the middle of the night with citronella in your eyes. I think you'd just be scared to snore after that. Okay. So, probably going to get some people on side here, probably some people off side. Went to the pub the other night.
Are we going to... You're not going to say which pub, are you?
Well, no, they might want to sponsor us later. Oh. Okay. Got to leave it open for sponsors. No, I won't say the name of the pub. But got a meal. It's $27.50. Now, that's not cheap pub food.
What did you order?
Okay, it was described as a Portuguese chicken breast with beans and saffron rice with the yogurt or something like that.
Mm, it's the saffron that gets you.
Yeah, well, the thing is, yeah, if you ordered like, 20 kilos of saffron, yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes the rice yellow. So yeah. If they came out and said to me, oh, the reason so expensive is because of the price of saffron.
Everyone knows about the price of saffron.
Fuck off, we'll take the saffron out. But it came out, it was pure shit. It probably cost them about $3.50 to make, and I sent it back.
How much of it did you eat?
All of it. No, no. No, honestly, I probably had less than a quarter, like literally a couple of bites, and went, this is shit.
So what was wrong with it?
Oh, it was just dry and boring and expensive. $27.50.
Yeah.
So
for a chicken breast. I mean, I don't.
But then I told you and you're like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Chefs hate it when you do that.
Yeah, well, I used to live with a chef and he would tell me about the things that, that other people would do.
He used to wipe his bum with the bread. There was a complaint.
I've known a few other chefs in my time and I've heard some horror stories and I would just never send food back and have it come back. Definitely eaten pubic lice in the last... week, if that has happened.
No, but I didn't get anything else. I just said, nah. And they went, do you want something? I'm like, nah, I just don't want it. It's just bad. I was trying to shame them. So then I was hoping they'd close down, but I think they're still open. But it's so weird. It's like getting your car fixed and then going, oh, they didn't really fix this. There's still that knocking noise and people going, don't go back to them. What if they take your brake lines out?
But I guess somebody else could have got that meal.
What, the one I sent back?
Yeah, food.
No, this one's hard.
I don't mean that specific meal. I mean somebody. The thing is, your car is fixed or it's not fixed. But when it comes to food, it's a matter of opinion.
Yeah, right. It's like art.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, here we go. Look, there's going to be these chefs out there going, "This fucking idiot." Look, I'll say this: it was $20. I probably would have eaten it and just got on with my life.
Ate your fucking food. You're at a pub.
It was $27.50. No. Nah.
Was it a Sunday?
What does that matter? Was it a full moon?
Was Mercury in retrograde?
Maybe the chefs.
Because that's going to make a difference there.
Maybe Cancer was in the Jupiter's thing and he was having an off day. Why does it matter if it was Sunday?
Don't they charge more?
No, it wasn't Sunday. But
don't places charge more on a Sunday?
Yeah, Pizza Hut does actually.
That's almost extremely specific.
Because I bought pizza last night. Name dropping. Oh, I've got to stop saying it. Because then what if Domino's wants to sponsor us? Then they'll go back and go,
I would also save a lot of
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so, look.
Did you have to get McDonald's or something on the way home?
No. When
you went to the restaurant because you're, hungry.
No, I didn't. I just went home and had toast.
And you just... better. You just angry. Were like, man.
I got home. Hungry. I was angry.
I'm going to go to bed. Well, Megan. <That's... laughs> Fetch my nightgown.
I think Megan's sick of my little rant, so I go on. I was like, Megan, it's so bad.
We've actually organised this. I'm just taking you off her hands for a few hours a week.
This isn't even recording.
I'm getting
paid. I've convinced him that we're going to record it and release it.
Yeah, it's recorded. This is all. He's actually just talking into a banana.
Oh, you painted it black at least. Yeah, but so I'm obviously, I've got no issue with sending food back. It'd be good to eventually maybe see what... Oh, there we go. You can put that on Facebook once we're up and running.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Facebook, Instagram and all that
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. I have started to set all that up. So we'll launch that as soon as we launch our first episode.
Which... So just search for... What are we called?
Nothing on the radio.
Nothing on the radio. And then feel free to say things. Say whatever you want. Happily, you know, if you don't like it, say what you think. And that'll just give me more stuff to talk about next week. So.
And then we're going to set something up for people to hopefully call in soon.
Yeah.
And give their opinions. I mean.
Yeah. So we might get, we'll put some stuff on there, but maybe talk about what you think about what we've talked about so far. If you also fell for the salt trick, like Em's got a 17 different salt lamps around, or if you return food regularly, or, you know, if you like to sleep on potato sacks or in potato sacks.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about buying a potato sack is you get both the sheet and the bottom sheet and the top sheet. And that just delicious smell of potatoes all day.
I also hate sleeping bags.
And why is that?
Because I'm not a cocoon, that's why.
Okay, this is starting to make more sense. Em recently, we've got our little studio in here, and she made me change seats with her, so my back was.
I knew this would come up.
So it's like she doesn't like to be enclosed in a sleeping bag. She doesn't like to have her back to the door.
It's just instinct, like for a woman. I've
watched a lot of the Jason Bourne movies.
I watched Taken too many times, and I just don't like having my back to the door.
Mm.
It makes me feel claustrophobic.
Fine. Well, at least there's a mirror so I can see the door from here.
Yeah, and plus you have a see-through chair and I could see your ass crack in the mirror. So
oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
I didn't like that.
Oh, well, Megan loves it. Megan will not be interviewed on this show. So everything I say, you guys just have to take it. Megan is my wife, people don't know. We might clear that up. Megan is my wife and I have a son called Charles, also known as Charlie. And Em's partner is Dan or Daniel. Yep. And then she has a cat.
A cat named Jasmine.
Yeah.
Jazz. We're actually in her room right now. This was the cat's room until we turned it into a studio. So we had to ask her for permission. And we're on a 6-month lease at the moment, see how it goes. And then I got two dogs, Asher and Scarlett. You didn't mention your dog and I'm really upset about that.
Oh, yes, because I'm not a crazy person.
They are my children.
See, I just think of my family and then I've got pets. And I'm like, oh, she's my precious little... Oh, fur baby. Hate that word. But Django, he's my fur baby.
Yeah.
Django the Puggle. Puggle, Pug, Beagle, or non-magical dog for the Harry Potter fans out there. Megan actually once took him out somewhere and someone said, oh, what sort of dog is that? And she said, oh, it's a Puggle. And he goes, oh, do you know what a Puggle is? And Megan went, it's a non-magical dog. He went, no, it's a baby echidna. She went, oh.
Is it really?
It is.
I didn't know that.
No, Megan didn't either. Okay, so let's go back to our big whiteboard of just
wisdom.
Pure nonsense and shit. And there's a lot of like just garbage on here. Unpopular opinion of Em's, she hates New Year's Eve.
Fucking hate it.
Is it because everyone's in a good mood?
Yeah, I hate people.
Who doesn't, right? What is it though? Is it like the fireworks because they scare the dogs because you're a real dog person?
Yeah, there is that. There is, when you work in my industry, there's the whole...
Em's a prostitute, by the way.
when you work in the prostitution industry, it's like everyone's really lonely. No.
I'm too busy on New Year's.
it's the fireworks thing and then it's... Everyone thinking.
You aren't a prostitute. That you are a.
Oh, I'm a paid escort. Sorry.
It's all above board.
Yes, for like higher class sports people. Anyway,
who in Newcastle was I?
Sorry, I can't reveal Robbo. My clientele.
Robbo, that jockey.
So that was mates.
I don't like everyone being like, new year, new me, that shit. Like, that shit pisses me off.
I wish everyone was just pains in the ass all the time, every year.
Yeah.
I never tried to get better.
Yeah. Like, and then I actually go to the gym and I hate that influx of people in January and I hate...
That's why I stay away from the gym. I don't want to meet new people on New Year's.
No, just the whole, I don't know, just the whole thing. It's just like it ticks over, like I don't even acknowledge it. I'm just like, no.
Mm, you sound like a lot of fun. So maybe on Facebook, if you think M's a fucking idiot, just comment.
Don't open those floodgates.
I mean, it's New Year's Eve if you want to make a big thing out of it. And she never cleared it up. In her industry, you mean veterinary nursing.
Vet nursing.
Yeah, we didn't clear it up. I think a lot of people were sitting there going, I wonder what... Oh, I mean... She is, oh, she is a prostitute. Oh, yeah. No, that's good. So we'll clear that up. Look, I think New Year's Eve can be a very good night, but it can be shit as well. Depends on who you're with. Obviously, if it's with you, it'd be really shit having that person. Yeah.
We have spent many New Year's Eves together, actually.
I don't remember them. No. You're always talking. Oh, no, I do. You're always talking about New Year, New Year. Yeah.
And then so I'm always like, oh. And then it's 6, 7 at midnight. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's right.
Still
turn,
myself.
And then you turn back into a pumpkin. So something happened. We have talked about this already. But when I went to McDonald's the other week, oh, that's another thing. Maybe I shouldn't talk about McDonald's because then KFC might want to sponsor us.
No, KFC.
And then people will be like, well, what should we eat, Louis? KFC or McDonald's? And it's up to you guys, but we'll see what happens. But I was at McDonald's and I ordered, now, call me crazy. So I've only just gotten into the coffee drinking thing. More
really?
I haven't done it for a long time. I used to have it.
When you say only just, you're right there, mate.
Yeah, sorry. Still learning all the, how you meant to behave behind a microphone.
Oh, how you meant to like.
Hey, I could have just coughed straight into it.
Yeah. So. Well, I did switch the mics over when I swapped the sides of the table, so that is still your germs.
Oh, good. Well, okay. So, yeah, just got in the coffee thing. I just never really got into it, and then more lately it's just become, I don't know, just got into it, and I prefer a sweeter coffee. So, especially at McDonald's.
That's how you break into the coffee market, though.
Exactly, exactly.
So, before you know it.
Before you know it, just triple straight black, black coffee. I was going to, yeah, but so
don't go there.
I will get a long black and a coffee, please. Yes. But yeah, so I was getting often, well, not as much now, but large coffee with 3 sugars. Only the McDonald's ones because they're enormous. And I happened to order it in the store and I ordered it.
Why were you in the store? Why didn't you just go through drive-thru for that shit?
Oh my, because it was.
You were sociopath?
The line's really long. It was the one day I went in there because the line was like way out of the car park and I just didn't want to deal with it. And who doesn't love talking to the people at McDonald's? Mm. They're such a great corporation franchise.
I am loving it.
Oh, hopefully they do sponsor us. That'd be God. A big sponsorship.
I know.
And I ordered my coffee. It was a soy latte because I'm one of the lucky ones that got lactose intolerant at about 30 years old. So I can't have lactose or could poo my pants. And that's, you don't want to go through that more than once or twice a week. So try to avoid it. And,
but I've fed you lactose before. And you
yes.
I mean, lactose. I fed you cheese products and all.
It's hard to get pure lactose. Not many places sell it. Maybe you're a salt guy and Hamilton will sell it. Yeah, mate, I'm after lactose. No, pure.
Ooh.
Maybe in Colombia or something.
There was saffron.
So expensive. Mate, I can get it. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost me later too. So, yeah. And ordered my soy latte with 3 sugars. Sat back and did the awkward sort of wait, not really sitting down, just sort of hanging around the McCafe area. And then they called out. They're like, number 37, soy latte with 3 sugars. And this lady said, that's like diabetes in a cap. And I was not happy with this.
What was this lady, like in terms of her physique?
No, like, she was, look, I'd love to say she was a big, fat, ugly idiot.
Yeah.
But no, she was just, she looked like she was in fair enough shape.
And it doesn't even matter. Like I'm just saying like.
Well, maybe I'm defensive because I might be worried about getting diabetes. Because but either way, I heard her say it and I said, I sort of half smiled at her. I said, what was that? And she looked at me and went, I just didn't really get an answer out. And I thought, well, I've won this one. Lady in the high viz, she's going to be thinking about this all day.
Yeah.
But then I got my coffee and then I tried to open the big heavy swing door and I spilt some of the coffee on myself before I left McDonald's. So immediately... lost, you know?
Not even lost, but you're now minus.
I wanted to stride out there all like, ah, oh, yeah, I had a go at her and put her in her place, and then I spilled coffee on myself. So it was embarrassing, but yeah, I guess it's it's hard.
The moral of the story is?
I guess two sugars. But what I hate, two, it's like two sugars, yeah, that's fine. Three sugars, oh, hello diabetes. It's like,
yeah.
If I said 10 sugars, yeah, they go, what's this guy fucking doing? Three sugars.
I thought you put your own sugars in your coffee at those places. Like, what are you?
I just tell them to do it.
Keep going. I mean, keep going. One more.
I guess, you know, sometimes, I think in the drive-thru you got to tell them, and it's maybe just become a habit when you go in there. But yeah, they don't, and that's another whole issue, not them putting sugar in their coffee. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, no, so, yeah, moral of the story, maybe have a go.
Learn how to open a fucking door.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's it. Learn. That was the worst part. I won. I could have,
were you like fist pumping out and that's
like
why
that movie, The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
Don't you forget about me.
What are we talk about singing into these microphones?
Do it as much as possible.
That's
we'll probably
right.
get hit with a copyright claim. That was
oh, geez.
If I did sing it close enough. Okay, so reading instructions.
Hate it.
Yeah, apparently. I'm a big fan of before I use something, learning how to use it. And other people.
Instinct. Natural instinct.
Humans were born with an instinct knowing how to use whiteboard markers.
Oh, fuck off. Like, who reads what's on a whiteboard marker before they use it? They shouldn't. If you have to have instructions on a whiteboard marker, then you've done your job incorrectly as whatever kind of engineer designed this bullshit.
Well, let's just say this. Was your marker working correctly? This is a yes or no question. Was your marker working correctly, Emily?
No.
Because you didn't read the instructions on it. I just think, okay, why this probably gets me going, my wife Megan, I swear to God she does it just to give me the shits, she seems to struggle with instructions.
Is this why you shit so much?
Yes. Constantly feeding me packing peanuts. Oh, I thought they were regular peanuts. Must have been a couple of weeks ago. She's going to cook some frozen corn. Now she's like, well, how do I cook it? I'm like, just read the instructions on the bag. It's all good. And I sort of left her to do a thing. And then when dinner's ready.
You left her unsupervised.
I know. It was my first mistake. I should have been watching her.
Oh,
I had to fish the corns and cob out of a swimming pool of water. And I'm like,
That's how you cook them.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, they just get waterlogged. Read the instructions. I don't know why people started doing it. I'm like, Megan, why are they?
I also didn't own an oven or a stovetop for the last 16 months about 2 months ago.
And you eat shit corn as well. It's corn's all waterlogged up. Did it just how my mother used to do it. So, yeah, that's a bit of an issue for me.
So how do you
cook reference. Corn?
This is now the cooking
podcast. Read the instructions. No, covered, I think it's about 6 minutes, no water. But I guess it happened again the other night where I said, Megan, get some those gluten-free, because Megan needs to go gluten-free, tortillas. It's not tortilla, it's tortilla.
It's what now?
It's tortilla. Tortilla is how the Mexicans pronounce it, not tortilla. Just so you know.
Why not have both?
That's a very good.
Why not have both? Guys.
And I told her to pick up these certain types of like gluten-free wraps, and she comes back with different ones. And I'm
are you mansplaining to your wife what gluten-free wraps she should have when she's the one that with the gluten intolerance?
I guess so. And she still brought the wrong ones back. So I'm not mansplaining well enough. Fucking mansplaining, manspreading, and mansplaining. Oh Jesus, I hate that shit. But
triggered.
Now, what if we have triggered people?
Love it.
Do we need to put a trigger warning on?
Everything.
She ended up buying the wrong ones, which physically need to be cooked.
Now, I'm also gluten-free.
Yeah.
And I'm not celiac, but I am gluten-free, like Megan. And I don't think there's that much of a variety when it comes to...
No, but I know this one exists. And she bought the wrong one. We had to cook it, but she wasn't confident. So half of them had bite marks in it because Megan would cook it, taste it, put it on the bowl. Cook it, taste it, put it on the bowl. If we were running a restaurant, we'd be closed down. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. So
I hope she had to spend more time in the kitchen because of that.
Yes, she did. It was a learning experience for her. She had to clean up, including the sandwich press, which she had to use to cook the corn tortillas. This is what I'm talking about.
Don't you cook them on the stove top, with the fry pan?
Just read the instructions. It's on the instructions.
What they say to use a sandwich press.
Yes. They don't say you've got to taste everyone to make sure it's cooked. But look, let's move on from that. You were talking, you wanted to get... Okay, let's clear this up. Dan doesn't want this, but you want to buy a
Get made.
A felted portrait of your cat. Now, Emma will post this on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's sort of weirdly creepy.
It's like taxidermy, but not. It's like, because it looks so real, but it's like, it's just like a portrait head and it's like a felt.
No animal
products.
It's like
a 3D. Yeah, no animals will hurt, but obviously it's before your cat's dead. So you can enjoy it before the cat's dead.
Why don't you just enjoy the cat? Checkmate.
Because sometimes it's creepy.
Sometimes she's not there. Sometimes
she
she's
bites me and she scratches me and she doesn't. I don't know if she loves me as much as I love her, and I just want to be able to pat something that looks like her.
What if you get it made
without being bitten?
Can you get it made with it showing its teeth?
I wonder if they do teeth. Would they tic tacs or something?
It's a bit trippy, but could they do people faces?
I don't see why not.
Really? You see no issue with that question whatsoever.
Well,
you think that there's someone out there that could recreate my face using felt?
I think that is a thing. I think we could look that up right now and there would be some freak out there who would do that.
Hey, if you're some freak that does that, call in.
We'd love to talk to you.
I'm some freak and I talk to you guys. I actually use real faces. That's Silence the Lamb sort of stuff.
Skin of pigs or something.
So recently I've been playing a lot of PlayStation.
So really utilising your free time as a father?
Yeah. Oh, Charlie's there. He's in the room somewhere. He's playing with his Matchbox cars or hungry or something.
Lighting fires.
Well, look, he's got a... I gave him a box of matches. If he can figure that out at 2 years old, how to light a match, good on him. So playing a bit of PlayStation, playing too much PlayStation, Red Dead Redemption, the cowboy game.
I don't know what that is, but...
No, well, you're missing out.
I've played FIFA and Barbie Riding Club.
Okay, so it's halfway between two of those.
That's what I thought.
It's actually a fair bit...
I remember when I was younger playing Mortal Kombat. Is that on PlayStation?
That is a game.
Is that a...
You're right. You're right. That is a computer game. Well done. But I get, unfortunately, something that's called Tetris Fever. Mm-hmm. It is a real thing. Look it up. It's where you play pretty much a video game too much, and it starts to invade your thoughts and dreams.
Yep.
So I end up having weird dreams where I'm riding a horse or I'm a cowboy.
I've heard that one about you too, actually.
That's my nickname, horse.
God.
But I know my brother gets a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. Condition. Miles. Yep. I've got two brothers, Sam and Miles. Where you play it too much and it just affects your life where you can't sleep properly. You get weird nightmares, half asleep saying things about the game. And
what do you say about?
Megan hasn't picked up on this one, but many years back, I think I got into a game and my brothers were sleeping out in the lounge room and I woke up and I said...
Having a sleepover
in the lounge room, yeah. My brothers were 12, so. And I said, what happened to all the circular soldiers with the guns around the bed? And they were Louis, what are you talking about?
That's some repressed, fucked up Vietnam.
Too much Agent Orange. But reason why that I sort of brought that up was because Em was...
Oh, well, yeah. I lie, other than Barbie Riding Club and FIFA.
Mortal Kombat.
And Mortal Kombat. Finish him. That's all I remember. I didn't know what I was doing.
You're like a pro at it.
I know.
You know all the words. Keep going.
I had a slight obsession, which many young females may have, with Sims, but then it kind of extended into my late teens, early 20s, so much to the point where one of my first jobs, I had an hour lunch break and I used to drive home from work. The 15-minute drive just to sit there and play Sims for half an hour and drive back to work.
Oh, that's so
and that good. Went on for a good year or two. Give or take another year or two. I just created this whole life outside of my own reality.
If only you had your own life.
I know, right? Imagine what I could have achieved in that time.
I love, did you eat?
No. I put on a lot of weight since then, have you noticed? Because I was like, food.
Oh, right. I only brought that up as well as because Em was saying her partner Dan was just won at Minesweeper.
Oh, fuck
It's
off.
Like the oldest game on the computer. It's called Minesweeper and I just...
He was just talking about it this morning and he just said, I'm like playing some game and I'm like, oh, that's a game that used to be on the computer where you just press random buttons and no one knows what you're doing. And he's like, people do know what they're doing. I'm like, no one knows what they're doing.
No one's ever known how to play Minesweeper.
I kept saying Minesweeper for something. I don't know, because I didn't know that it was a bomb thing. That's a thing. I think I used to just go on there and press random buttons hoping that I wouldn't die.
Okay, so we need to talk about cyclists as well. I mean, I think everyone, 99% of people hate cyclists. I think it's been talked to death about. But Em, you ran over a cyclist the other day?
No. Well, yeah.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. I pulled up at the front of my own house and...
It's very important that it's your house because if it was someone else's house, it'd be a different story.
And if people know where I live, which let's not do that, it's around... It's a kind of busy road and it is around a... Like people come around that corner pretty quick and you don't see stuff. So I opened the door very quickly and did not look in my mirror and there was a cyclist next to me and it didn't end well.
Yeah, so Em told me this story hoping I think I would support.
I was hoping for sympathy.
Hoping for her to support her decision to attempt to murder a cyclist. I mean, and as I said to her, like...
And she went into like shock and I was there for her for a while and I called her part. And like, there was a big deal. Like I was a good person.
I looked after for about 5 or 10 minutes, but then I got hungry. So I went inside.
I've never liked cyclists. So I was just like, well...
Yes, but it doesn't mean you should try to kill them.
You know what? I felt like I was sitting in my car for like 8 hours waiting for one to drive past. Just being like, yes,
I love the fact, now's though, the time. That still you're sitting there, you open the door and you open the door on a cyclist, they smash into it and your attitude is still, oh, fucking cyclist.
what, I'm just supposed to change from that one life experience, am I?
Yes.
No, well, but the thing is I ride a bike and yeah, you've seen it has a basket on the front. I carry alcohol in it mainly.
Oh, yeah, you maybe take alcohol to that party because, yeah, right. Look, I think, as I said, the cyclist talk's been done to death. They can be frustrating, but in no way do I think it's a good idea to try to kill them by opening
the door. I think at the end of the day, I secretly envy them and their commitment to the cause, and I should probably drive a car that is electric or become a cyclist, but I just don't want to be either of those, so.
Deep. I should do this, but I won't.
I'll hate them instead.
So,
did you hear about old mate?
Talking about Dylan Napper?
Yeah.
That big redheaded bastard. Okay.
Oh, God.
There's some sex tape out about Dylan Napper. For people who don't know, Dylan Napper is plays for the rugby league. I think he's just gone to, he went for the Roosters or something.
Yeah, he's played for the Maroons a few times, I think.
Yeah. But he's good enough. But he got caught with a sex tape or on a sex tape, which is, it's happened. Like,
now,
it's
is that the thing that you showed me?
No.
So that's a separate thing.
So there. So he was caught with on a sex tape and that's sort of bad enough to be in the public eye and have a sex tape and then get it released. It might work for the Kardashians, but...
Would you rather?
To sleep with Kim Kardashian or Dylan Napper? Well,
would you rather have to watch a sex tape of your parents or have your parents watch a sex tape of you?
Definitely my parents watch a sex tape of me.
You're fucked.
You're fucked. The other way is much better. Oh, that's a good question.
I've already hit rock bottom. Good hypothetical. That happened very quickly.
But the first video was him sleeping with someone. But then the second was some bloke shadow boxing, which is just sort of throwing punches in
the
air.
Do we know who the bloke shadow boxing was?
I don't know. I don't think it's come up. But then it sort of scans over and Dylan Napa is masturbating to it, which I guess is a joke. Like, I mean, you're not doing it for serious and then getting filmed. And then I think he starts...
But he was hard, wasn't he? Like, it can't be... You can't just, like, not... You can't... Oh, I know. I've seen the male anatomy and you can't just masturbate to nothing.
I mean, if I tell a really funny joke, I get pretty hard, so...
Good to know.
It's terrible to know. I don't know if it was a pretty grainy video, but I think he got caught doing that and then it zoomed away from him and went back and then he was like fingering his bum. So I just, it's just one of those things.
Look, it's easier to see how those two things are connected so easily. But
imagine doing it going, oh, he filmed this. This will be good.
And post it. I can't see any way this can go wrong.
Yeah, I'd just keep an eye out for it, Dylan Napa. I mean, probably don't. It's pretty grubby.
Don't.
But
that's going to haunt my dreams. Like, I don't ever want to think about that again.
Well, let's talk about it next episode as well.
Okay, good. We'll see where he's at.
Yeah, so that was just something that we saw.
Oh, talking about masturbating and then fingering your own bum. Have you got any plans for Valentine's Day, Louis?
No, not really. I mean, once you're married, it's just like, it just sort of rolls around and it's there and you don't really think about it. I'm saying this and Megan's probably at home like crying. I thought we were going out for Valentine's Day. No, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. What
do you guys normally do something?
Oh, I mean, if we suddenly think of it, yeah, but isn't it usually like on a Tuesday or something crazy like that?
It's a date, so it changes days every year. Oh. You idiot.
I don't understand calendars.
Dime. Concept of dime.
Oh, irrelevant. No, look, I think Valentine's Day is all right to go out and that, but I think there's enough shit going on with all the other days off and holidays and Christmas.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, so they say. I'm not that cynical about it. I just don't really.
I am.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you don't go out Valentine's Day? No. Oh, right.
Well,
usually I'm alone. I've got my cats and dogs.
That is so close to the truth. It always hurts.
Oh, talking about that as well. Weddings and birthdays.
There have been so many lately in our lives.
And presents. When you...
Not just our presents, as in we're there, like gifts.
I don't think anyone for a second would thought...
Do they no, because there's always that... No, there's always that thing like, oh, just your presents, not presents.
Yeah. Yeah, that
fuck
gets...
off. Yeah, you're going to want a present.
Well, this is the thing. I will cop a present... Giving a present, 18th, 21st, 30th.
Now we're on the topic of 21st presents, yeah. Louis. I believe that you still owe me.
It was in the back of the car for 3 years. I gave it to someone else. Just backstory, I got a bottle of pink champagne for Em's 21st, but I forgot to give it to her. And then it sat in the back of my car for about 2 or 3 months.
And my 30th has come and gone since then too, by the way. So
yeah, so she never got it. But I gave it to someone else, so it was good the gift didn't go to waste. But that's the shit thing. When do you, with birthdays, yes, 18th, 21st, 30th, 40th, 50th, whatever, presents. But it's shit when you turn up to someone's 28th birthday and people are like, put $20 in the card for Jimmy's 28th birthday.
Yeah, enough like that. If someone's like, I'm going out for my birthday, I'll buy him a drink. It's not going to be a cocktail and it's not going to be...
Nice soda water.
I'll get them. Green bottle. I'll get them. Yeah. But I'm not going to... Fuck that.
Yeah, so if you guys invite me to a birthday and it's not a big one, I'll just say fuck you. If you say, where's my present, Lou? I'll go, fuck you.
Yeah. Just write it in a card too. but then invoice them for the card.
But then we've got the issue as well, which has come up more as we get older, which is the, okay, so we've got an engagement party. And you go, there's a present there. And then you go bridal shower and then there's a present there. Then you go wedding and there's a present there.
The bridal shower thing, that's... I don't know. That's a funny one. I haven't really done the present thing for the bridal shower. And every time I rock up, I'm like, am I supposed to have a fucking present? Or
well, this is what shit you don't know.
Guys
anymore.
Don't get presents. Like, could you imagine a heap of guys putting in for at a puck show, being like, we got you a gift. Like,
that'd be lovely.
You want that?
Well, my time's come and gone, so yeah. I guess not. Maybe for my second wedding.
Okay. Keep it in mind.
Yeah. But no, I guess it's just shit when, like, you know, it's like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I guess This is just proving we're really tight more than anything. And I'm really stingy. And we're
slowly losing friends.
Oh, you know what's shit? Is we do have a baby shower coming up.
Yeah.
Ben and Lana are friends of ours. And actually, Lana's doing a favour for Megan as well. So.
Well, that is like my best friend and my family member.
Yeah. So, and I work with Ben and
Lana's so I think we have to really...
Megan's actually got Lana helping her out with a new website as well. So, no, you know what, guys? Many,
hashtag,
it's everyone hashtag apart Maitland. From those people.
Anyway, guys.
Oh, that was recording.
Yes. I just snapped my leg on the table. Something shocking, so... That's what happens when you give me the lead. So we're just probably going to wrap things up now. And this was our first time, so please bear with us. We have no idea what we're doing, really. And I'm going to put this up on SoundCloud. I'm going to start a Facebook page. I'll put the link on Insta. And if we get enough interest, I might start a Twitter account.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Guys, dig deep.
Yeah.
if we raise enough money, we will release a Christmas album.
Yeah.
And something for Africa, whatever country in Africa is struggling, we'll do a song for that.
Yeah.
Or
some suburb in Newcastle. We've got
Mayfield.
Email. Yeah. We've got our email on the Facebook page for hate mail, but feel free to just put it on the Facebook page and we'll call you out on it.
Don't mail bomb threats or anything like that. I mean, email bomb threats probably isn't as scary as
mind
a regular.
Sweep.
Em's really good at mind sweeping.
Mind sweeping.
We
are going to try to do this once a week.
Yeah, we'll try to. I just want to say, I think that bomb threats probably have lost.
Where are we going with this?
Well, I just, look, I've always been a big fan of bomb threats.
Okay.
But I mean,
top 10 of favorite things.
I mean,
to
I guess
do.
They've lost their impact when it's via email. You know what I mean? A bomb threat in the mail, you go, oh, like shit. But if someone sends you an email.
Why in the mail? Threat, that's now, like, it, the mail takes so long these days.
Yeah, but at least.
Yeah, like, it gets it's already gone off by the time it gets there.
But at least it gets to your house. I mean, it's physically there. Oh, look, it just.
Because emails don't?
Well, no, it's digital. Look, all I'm saying, if you're going to send any bomb threats, at least send it via the real mail.
Yeah, and do it on days directly. Where we have to go to our other works. So that'd be great.
But thanks for listening, guys. As I said, feedback's always good. Yep. Happy for bad feedback. It'll give me something to talk about next week. And, keep an eye out for everything, nothing on the radio related.
Nothing on the radio. Yeah. There's a logo on it, or not a logo, what do we call it, a cover art and everything. We're pretty professional.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, as I said, if it doesn't take off, it will be Hitler did nothing wrong and we'll have to get a new logo.
Yeah.
Probably
or,
something similar
or
to that.
I'm just going to hire out the studio to...
To what?
Upcoming...
Homeless men. Oh, so they're going to have sex in here. So, guys, if you're looking for a room to have sex in, Em will be renting out her studio.
It's my cat's room. I have to run it by her.
Fucking cat. Righto, yeah. Guys.
Thanks, Louis.
Thanks for listening and we'll catch you hopefully next week.
Getcha.